Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Ree, and if you're anything like me, sometimes that little voice in your head can get a bit overly critical. Ever feel like you're constantly on trial, judged by the harshest critic of all yourself? Well, let me tell you, friend, you're not alone. That inner critic is a real pain, but the good news is, we have the power to tame it. Today, we're diving deep into self-compassion because honestly, it's the secret weapon for mental well-being. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care you would offer a loved one. Imagine your best friend is going through a rough patch. What do you say to them? You probably offer words of comfort, encouragement, and maybe even a little chocolate therapy. Now, wouldn't it be amazing if we could extend that same level of compassion to ourselves? Self-compassion isn't about coddling yourself or making excuses. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment, recognizing that you're human, and treating yourself with the same warmth and understanding that you would offer a friend. Think about it when we make mistakes, which by the way, happens to all of us. We often beat ourselves up, replaying the moment over and over in our minds. But what if, instead of berating ourselves, we acknowledge the mistake with kindness? We could say something like, okay, that didn't go as planned. It's alright, I'll learn from this. That shift in language can be incredibly powerful. It allows us to move forward without carrying the weight of self-criticism. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice that's constantly judging and criticizing. Yep, we all have one. But remember, it's just a voice, not necessarily the truth. Learning to identify those negative thoughts is the first step in challenging them. 2. Practice mindful self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are lovely. It's about truly being present with yourself. Take time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. When you catch yourself thinking those harsh, critical thoughts, gently challenge them. Ask yourself if you would say those things to a friend, and then remind yourself that you deserve the same kindness and compassion. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have amazing qualities and talents. Make a conscious effort to acknowledge and celebrate them. Write down your strengths, share them with someone you trust, or simply spend some time reflecting on what makes you unique and wonderful. 5. Be kind to yourself through mistakes. Mistakes are inevitable. They are opportunities for learning and growth. Instead of dwelling on a misstep, focus on what you can learn from it and how you can move forward with greater wisdom. Think about that last time you were really down on yourself. Maybe you stumbled during a presentation or didn't quite meet your own expectations. What if, instead of spiraling into self-criticism, you had treated yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend in that situation? You might have said something like, hey, it's okay to make mistakes, everyone does, I'm proud of myself for trying. See how that feels? That shift in perspective can be truly transformative. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about embracing your imperfections with kindness and understanding. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember you deserve to be treated with the same love and care that you offer to others. So, what will you do today to show yourself some extra compassion? Take a moment to acknowledge your feelings, practice a few self-care rituals, or simply remind yourself that you are worthy of love and kindness. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps us reach more people who need a little dose of self-compassion in their lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay calm, and keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.